Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States reached its latest pandemic milestone, eclipsing 700,000 deaths from COVID-19, just as the surge from the Delta variant is starting to slow down and give overwhelmed hospitals some relief. It took 3.5 months for the U.S. to go from 600,000 deaths to 700,000, driven by the variant's rapid spread and through other Americans. That toll is larger than the population of the city of Boston. Meanwhile, drug maker Merck, experimental's oral drug for COVID-19, reduced by around 50% the chance of hospitalization or death for patients at risk of severe disease. That's according to an interim clinical trial result announced on Friday. Merck and partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics plan to seek U.S. emergency use authorization for the pill as soon as possible and to submit applications to regulatory agencies worldwide. Due to the positive results, a phase 3 trial is being stopped early at the recommendation of outside monitors. If authorized, the drug, which is designed to introduce errors into the genetic code of the virus, would be the first oral antiviral medication for COVID-19. American Airlines, Alaska, and JetBlue Airlines are joining United in requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as the Biden administration steps up pressure on major U.S. carriers to require the shots. The airlines provide special flights, cargo hauling, and other services for the government. Company says that makes them government contractors who are covered by President Joe Biden's order directing contractors to require that employees be vaccinated.